As we speak, Pope Benedict XVI is meeting with members of the diplomatic corps in Turkey. Just before this meeting, in which the Holy Father is making remarks, the Pope met with the President of Religious Affairs Directories. Philippa Hitchin is in Turkey to cover the Pope's apostolic journey for Vatican Radio and just spoke to us about that earlier meeting.
After a courtesy visit to the Turkish President Ahmet Sezer on Tuesday, the Pope went on for an important meeting with the head of the country's Religious Affairs Office, or Diyanet, Ali Bardakoglu, and other Muslim leaders, including the Grand Muftis of Ankara and Istanbul. It's important to remember that although this is by law a secular state, over 98% of the population is Muslim, Sunnis and Shiites. So the message of both Pope Benedict and Bardakoglu will be carefully scrutinised, not only here in Turkey, but also in terms of the broader dialogue between Christians and Muslims. To begin with, the two men sat together and spoke off the cuff for several minutes, exchanging gifts and posing with a smile for the cameras. In his official speech, the Pope recalled that many of the earliest Christian communities were founded and developed here in this land, where St. Paul and St. John preached, and the Virgin Mary is believed to have ended her days.
Your country, as you know, is very dear to Christians. Many of the earliest church communities were founded here and grew to maturity, inspired by the preaching of the apostles, particularly St. Paul and St. John. The tradition has come down to us that Mary, the mother of Jesus, lived at Ephesus, in the home of the apostle St. John.
Quoting from the words of his predecessor, John Paul II, in Ankara in 1979, Pope Benedict said it's urgent to recognize and develop the spiritual bonds that unite Christians and Muslims in order to preserve and promote the principles of peace, liberty, social justice, and moral values.
Christians and Muslims, following their respective religions, point to the truth of the sacred character and dignity of the person. This is the basis of our mutual respect and esteem. This is the basis for cooperation in the service of peace between nations and peoples, the dearest wish of all believers and all people of goodwill.
He stressed the need to approach the interreligious and intercultural dialogue with optimism and hope, a direct challenge there to those who tend to see these things in terms of a clash of cultures and values. He noted that since the Second Vatican Council, the Church has taught that the entire human race shares a common origin and a common destiny, and that Christians and Muslims believe in the one God and belong to the one family which traces its ancestry back to Abraham. It's precisely this human and spiritual unity of origins and destiny that impels us to work together for the crucial goals of justice, development, security, peace, defense of life, and the protection of the environment.
Pope Benedict arrived in Turkey at 1 p.m. local time. He was greeted by the Turkish Prime Minister at the airport. Philippa filed this report earlier today.
With Turkish and Vatican flags flying, the papal plane touched down punctually at Ankara Airport early on Tuesday afternoon, with a strong military presence in evidence, but none of the enthusiastic crowds that have greeted the Pope on his four previous journeys abroad, to Spain, Poland, and twice to his native Germany. As he stepped down from the plane, Pope Benedict was greeted by Prime Minister Erdogan, who at the last minute had decided to alter his schedule in order to be present on this occasion. You remember the government had previously said he would be attending a NATO meeting in Latvia and wouldn't be able to meet the Pope. The two men went together into a special airport lounge with a huge portrait of Turkey's founder Atatürk on the wall, and there they talked together through interpreters for about 10 minutes. The Pope then went by car to Atatürk's mausoleum, a vast white building with columns in the form of a Greek temple. Completed in 1953, more than a decade after Atatürk's death, it has a wide avenue and marble steps leading up to the entrance, and a huge marble monument inside where the Pope laid a wreath of red and white flowers to honour this man, known as the father of the Turkish nation. Like other world leaders who visit the mausoleum, Pope Benedict also signed the so-called Golden Book of Tributes, writing in English, "In this land, a meeting point of different religions and cultures and a bridge between Asia and Europe, I gladly make my own the words of the founder of the Turkish Republic. Peace at home, peace in the world." Despite all the difficulties in the days leading up to this visit, I think it's significant that the Turkish press is presenting a very positive spin on the Pope's arrival. The Daily Sabah has a picture of Pope Benedict with open arms on the front page and a huge heading in Italian and Turkish saying, "Benvenuto," welcome. In Turkey with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
As we announced at the beginning of the program, Pope Benedict was making remarks to the diplomatic corps in Turkey. He has concluded those remarks, his speech, in which he emphasized the importance of religious freedom in the country.
The fact that the majority of the population of this country is Muslim is a significant element in the life of society, which the state cannot fail to take into account. Yet the Turkish constitution recognizes every citizen's right to freedom of worship and freedom of conscience. The civil authorities of every democratic country are duty bound to guarantee the effective freedom of all believers and to permit them to organize freely the life of their religious communities.